there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. I'm so glad you're here and want to welcome you and thank you for saying yes to the possibility of inviting, inspiring, and igniting love into your life with your right guy. I'm so thrilled to welcome you and women from all over the world to this global gathering, which is designed to support you on your journey to deep, satisfying, soulmate love. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant-Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm very passionate about supporting you on your journey to the relationship of your dreams, because it has only been 9 short years since I got support for myself after a long and winding journey to love and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. So now I'm blessed to support amazing women throughout the world who want to enjoy the satisfaction, contentment, and joy of a committed relationship with a man they love, admire, and respect, the kind of man who loves, cherishes, and adores them. And I want that for you, too. So if you're a woman who has taken a short or even a long hiatus from dating but wants to start dating again, or are currently dating and want to know more about men and how to improve your confidence and skills in relating to men, or are even in a relationship but you wonder if it could be better, then congratulations, because you're in the right place. Because I have gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to share with you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance to help you have the relationship of your dreams. Together, we're setting an intention to provide you with the best we have to give you so that you can move through your love life challenges toward the extraordinary relationship you've always dreamed of. I'm so thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. Please take a few notes, or better yet, check out the VIP upgrade packages at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP, and you'll also get the supplementary resources for each of these conversations. So it's my distinct honor and privilege to introduce our wonderful guest expert today, my dear friend, Dr. Diana Kirshner. Welcome, Diana.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you today.
I'm so thrilled to have you here, and I'm just so excited about our conversation. Just a little bit about Diana before we get started. Psychologist Dr. Diana Kirshner was a recurring guest on the Today Show, appeared on Oprah, and starred in a PBS special on love, based on her smash international bestseller, Love in 90 Days. Her newest book is Find Your Soulmate Online in 6 Simple Steps. Dr. Diana has helped tens of thousands of singles date terrific partners, deepen their relationships, and create lasting love that is just right for them. Her dating tips and relationship newsletter is available for free support at her website, which is loveinnintydays.com. But don't go there yet, because we're going to tell you about a very special gift that you can get as a result of being here with us today. So our topic for conversation is a really juicy one, and I'm so excited to get to this and hear what you have to share with us, Diana. We're going to be having a conversation around the most important thing you can do to create lasting, passionate love. It almost gives me the goosebumps just to say that, right? So juicy.
Yes, indeed. You know, it's so powerful when you step out of, you know, we're all so busy, everything's going on all the time, you know, with technology and the texting, the this, the that. You know, it gets very, very confusing, and people, women especially, will find themselves not zeroing in on really what is the one most important thing that they need to do to create what they want. You know, what is it?
And I'm hoping you're going to tell us, Diana, what is
I
the
am
very most important
you.
thing?
Well, I tell you, you know, the thing, and this is the one profound variable that changed my life. I mean, I was born into, as you know, but I think some of your listeners don't know, I was born the fifth daughter to in a Sicilian kind of throwback family system that only wanted boys. And so I was not chosen or wanted and didn't have love. I didn't feel I really wasn't wanted. And so growing up, of course, that really played out for me in dating. And I, you know, was really hurt so many times and left and really heartbroken. And what happened was I, you know, then began to study everything I could about love and how it could be created and, you know, try to find, I had some belief that it might really work for some people at least. And, but along the way, you see, the most important thing happened, which was that I found someone who could mentor me, could be like a practical fairy godmother for me, could really help me learn to love myself and to feel deserving of a great love relationship, not with someone who hurt me or abandoned me, you know, replaying my family dynamics, no, but someone who really cherished me. And I had this experience with a mentor. It was a male one. Quite often you can have a female one. But I had this experience where I felt, I was able to feel like loved and cherished and taking in this to myself so that I could turn around and I could bust through this kind of disappointing self-image I had of myself. This was, you know, based on the experiences I had in the past, and burst through that into feeling deserving, feeling a lot of self-love, and have a marriage, which I still have to this day, that gets better and better over time for decades actually. So I'm very blessed. But the single thing that's got me here, if I had to name it, was to have a mentor who helped bring me to the ball, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I completely concur with what you've said there, Diana, because I had my own long and winding journey to love, and we have some similarities in our story in terms of our childhood. And when I hear that story of what it must have been like for you when you were growing up, it makes me just want to reach out and hug and love little Diana. And I'm sure that, as you described it, that fairy godmother, which in your case was a man, was a very healing experience, which helped set you on this path to have the amazing love and life that you now have.
Absolutely, yeah. We all have an inner child. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, we all have an inner child. So, you know, it's important because it is that part of us that often is hurt. You know, it's the inner child that was, you know, perhaps growing up in a family system that things were not ideal. And then, of course, we grow up and it's that inner child that gets wounded when someone cheats on us, when someone abandons us, when someone treats us as if we don't even exist. You know, that inner child is who takes it on in our hearts. It's the inner child who's so wounded. And that's why when that happens, we can sometimes feel immobilized. Even if we're very, very, very talented in the world or we are very successful, you know, I have a love mentoring program and which is amazing. There's an amazing team of love mentors who work with me. And we have women who are VPs of, huge corporations, lawyers, doctors, you name it. But, you know, sometimes they've had so much disappointment and love that they have this wounded inner child piece, and it's so hard to take that step out there to believe again or to hope again or to try again after they've been so hurt. And a practical kind of fairy godmother who can come in and take that child by the hand and reassure them and give them practical things to do that work makes all the difference in the world. You know, really makes all the difference in the world. It helps that little inner child grow up to play and be happy and be flirty and...
Yeah, I love that imagery of the practical fairy godmother. That's a beautiful way to say it. And I know that your love mentoring process has great power, and I wonder if you can share with us the four steps in that process.
Well, you know, step number one is really understanding what you need, and all of us are different. We're really, really different, you know. So do you need kind of like, do you need hand-holding? Do you need validation? Do you need a little kick in the rear end, you know? Or do you need to be told bottom-line truths about yourself, you know, that you're too picky, that you're just not open to anybody who's really available, you know? What is it that you need? You know, is it guidance? Do you feel completely bewildered by what the heck to do out there, you know, online or, you know, whichever approach you're using? It's like, so what do you need? Practical guidance. Do you need to feel inspired, you know, to move again for yourself, to take a step for yourself? So what is it? What is it that you really need? Is it nurturance? Is it advice? Is it little discipline to help you get going? That's number one. Number two is, you know, who's around in your network who could help you, with these things, you know? And ideally it's someone who has the kind of love relationship that you really want, because that's who you go to be mentored. You want to go to the person who has what you want. And so who's around, you know? Is it a wonderful aunt? Is it, you know, some kind of... could be a rabbi, it could be, even a step-parent sometimes can be helpful in that way. And then, so you've identified someone who could really, really help you, and this person needs to really think the world of you, really see you and your potential, just like the fairy godmother did for Cinderella.
Right. Right.
Fairy godmother looked at Cinderella. She didn't see a cinder broken little girl sweeping the fireplace. She saw a, you know, gorgeous princess.
Right.
And that is part of the nature of caring and love that can go on in a great mentoring relationship, is the mentor sees how great you could be, sees how irresistible you could be, sees how you could develop charisma, and helps you to create that in the real world. So that's the extraordinary gift of a great mentor.
Yeah, I think that gift of having someone hold that vision for you that sometimes becomes darkened when we kind of are out there struggling with the ups and downs of dating and relationships is so incredibly powerful and, like you say, such a great gift.
And then the third step is to actually, you know, ask the person for help. Ask the person to, you know, meet with you, to have lunch with you, you know, really give back to them, you know, take them out to lunch, that kind of thing, pick their brain, ask them for advice. And then, of course, the final step is to take their advice.
Well, that's the hard one, isn't it?
Yes. It does not work if you don't put on the ball gown and you don't want to get in the pumpkin carriage and go to the ball. Does not work.
Yeah, well, and I guess that's the whole invitation of our conversation, is that you will implement and not just listen from a place of some nice ideas, but choose those gems that would really support you and help you for wherever you're at right now. So one of the big questions I know, Diana, that comes up a lot, and we've talked about how so many women out there are successful in other aspects of their lives and yet are so frustrated when it comes to their love lives. And a question that comes up a lot is, of course, do men prefer women that don't intimidate them? Or another way to say it might be, do successful men prefer to marry down?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there was some hype in the media about that a couple years back. There was supposedly a study that showed that men preferred to marry down, that they wanted, less successful women. They wanted to marry their secretary kind of thing. And it's all bull. That's really, really bull. That was based on one study that was done with college students that was not... It was not generalizable to us, to the general population. That's all I can say.
Right.
There, on the other hand, there are many, many studies around the world that show that hominquity, which is a fancy word for saying sameness, is the principle that draws people together, that people will marry someone who's in their same, usually in their same socioeconomic level, their same, often similar educational levels, and similar intelligence, that kind of thing. And so that's the real truth. I mean, men do not want to marry down. And I might also add at this time that they're not looking for just young ones either, younger ones, younger women.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Yes, 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 because, you know, especially these days, it's not all about youth, because these days many men, you know, they don't want to go out clubbing all the time. They don't want to have another baby. They want to have someone who knows their music, who knows their, you know, their subculture when they were growing up, you know, and sometimes they're even a little, they're not as interested in performing in bed because they may have some problems in that area. And it's not always that they're looking for some younger woman. You know, they want a peer. They want someone who makes them feel good, who understands them, who can provide stability, solidity, comfort, and it's not always a younger person.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, Diana, because I know that is a question that we're so frequently asked. And I can say that, you know, I'm a walking testament of that because my own husband is 5 years younger than I am. And he said he could never resist the allure of the older woman. Now, fortunately, mm-hmm. his hair went gray, and so we don't. He looks older than I do, which I don't mind at all. But but I am grateful that, you know, he had the emotional maturity to recognize that he really wanted someone that he could really relate to and not someone, you know, 20 years younger than he. Because we didn't get married until I was 43 and he was 38. So he
mm-hmm.
could have gone for a much younger woman.
Yeah, that's a beautiful case in point. Absolutely. And a lot of the women in our mentoring program are finding just that kind of thing, that the men, you know, that are their age, sometimes a little younger, sometimes a little older, are just right for them, are just right.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's our limiting beliefs as women where we assume that that's going to be the case for all men. And while there are some men that may prefer or think they want to be with a younger woman, I think we also as women can have a mind block and make that assumption as well. And potentially
yes.
miss out on some great guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. I say if there's any inkling of interest in anyone around you, go for it. Flirt, you know, laugh it up. Give them a cute little nickname. See what happens. Don't feel like you're not in the running just because you're maybe the same age or a little older.
Yeah, and I love how you described that. Flirt, have some fun, laugh it up. Because I think this business, and we call it a business, but this business of seeking love can be sometimes so, we can take it so seriously that we sap all of the fun and the joy out of it. And while it's important to, you know, the decision about who you might make to spend your life with is an important decision, we have to remember that dating and love and romance and all of these things is supposed to be fun. And I think because so many of us have had our disappointments and our heartbreaks and things haven't gone the way we anticipated or hoped, we can get this heaviness centered around love and dating and romance. So I loved the way you described that lightness of energy and being able to flirt and laugh and have some fun.
Yes, yes. You know, dating is play. Dating is play. It's just having fun. It's being playful, just on a whim. What do you want to do? Laughing, you know, fooling around. And I don't mean physically fooling around necessarily, but but fooling around, you know, and having fun. It's giving yourself permission to have fun. That's it, because that, you know, ultimately that's really the kind of life you want to live anyway. That's, you want to be with somebody who's going to have a happy, joyful time with you, you know. And so that is very, very important. And men often say, you know, they don't, you ask them, why did you marry your wife? And they'll say, you know, I just felt so good around her.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel really good being with her, and that's about fun.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love that you brought that up. So from your perspective, Diana, and I know you have a lot of insight here, if you had to choose one thing, what would you say is the single biggest mistake that women make in love relationships?
Well, I think the single biggest mistake they make, and especially these days, is settling for one guy or locking onto one guy immediately. You know, and you just don't know who the person is. You know, women tend to be very loyal, and they're like, oh, you know, they'll assume that there's a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. Well, perhaps the man does not assume that when they first, you know, start going out. And so they just stop looking for other people. And that's a serious error, because you don't know who that person is. You don't know if they're into you. You don't know where the relationship is going or could go. And it's always much better to take things slow and be casual and date several people at the same time, not necessarily getting involved with them sexually. A little kissing, a little canoodling is good. But this way you can see who is actually going to stay the course, who's into you, who's a person who's willing to grow, who's, you know, really going to make a great partner. And so you want to avoid this business. If you meet someone, you flip out, you decide, oh, my goodness, you know, he's the one. You have sex real quick, which immediately bonds you to him, and you don't even know whether he's going to call you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very easy for women to get emotionally involved and physically involved before they really know, like you said, who this individual is or how committed he is to having a relationship with you, or if he's even someone that you'd really want to bond with in that way. And I think that is a really big danger that we have to be aware of. It's easy for us as women, if we meet someone and there's some chemistry or things that we really like about him, to jump ahead a few steps in our mind. We may be looking across the table from him at dinner and wondering if he's the one, and he's just still trying to decide whether to get, you know, the steak or the lobster, right? And we've jumped ahead a few steps in our mind.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, really something. You know, we had this situation in one of our love mentoring cases. This woman was, you know, really in love with this guy, and she moved things along pretty rapidly. And then, you know, some months in, where she really had gone all in, she starts seeing signs that the guy has these messages from women on his phone. He's flirtatious with other women. He's oogling them. This kind of thing. And her mentor said, you know, he's a womanizer. He's a womanizer. And the woman said, oh, my God, yes. And she really saw, and she broke up with him and really feels like she dodged a bullet, you know, really dodged a bullet. But that's where that kind of thing can get you into a situation where you're really going to be hurt if you're not careful.
Yeah, and I think that's why you recommend in Love in 90 Days the concept of dating three guys at the same time. And I know to a lot of women here that sounds kind of mind-boggling. For, you know, on one hand, they might be thinking, well, what are you talking about? I'm not even dating one guy. How am I going to be dating three? And on the other hand, they're thinking, well, isn't that dishonest or disloyal, or is that the right thing to do to date three guys at the same time? And I know you've touched on this just a little bit, but I wonder if you can tell us a little bit more about this, Diana.
Yes, yes. Just to finish up, by the way, that woman who's in the mentoring program is doing fantastically now, and she is dating actually a couple of guys casually and very happy, very, very happy. But the thing is, there is no duplicity. There is no dishonesty when you follow this particular way of dating, because what you do on the second date, and it's a second date, which is great because, things haven't progressed too far. And you tell the guy what you're about, and you often will. What we coach women to do is, you know, we'll give a really heartfelt, real compliment, you know, to the guy. You know, gee, George, I have not laughed, you know, this much in years. I'm having the best time with you. I can't imagine having a better time with anybody or liking anybody better. But, and then you go into telling them that you're going to be dating other people, where you're going to say, but, you know, I've decided to take things really slow in dating this time around. You know, I'm going to take my time and, you know, talk with several people. But as I say, and then you go back to your compliment, I can't imagine liking anybody more than you. Now, that says up front where you stand. For a guy who is a winner, it sets you up as not easy. You are not easy to get, and a winner guy will pursue you. He loves that. He loves that. Absolutely loves that. I mean, absolutely loves that. It's not a feeling like you're, you know, kind of sleeping with everybody because you fell in their bed. You're, you know, people don't appreciate what can just plop into their lives too easily, and especially guys. And they like to work for something. They like to work toward a vision or a goal or a love that they want. And so here you are, you've set the stage, you've validated him, which they love. Men love to be validated, and yet you've set a boundary for yourself. You can set a boundary for yourself in a loving, validating way, which is empowering, feels good, where you feel like you're protecting yourself. Remember, we talked about that hurt inner child, that hurt little inner girl? And there is your parent taking a stand for her and saying, a boundary. You know what? There's a boundary here. You can't hurt this little girl. You're not going to be able to hurt her. And you have to prove yourself, and you're not going to get into the inner sanctum till you prove yourself. So I will not let you hurt her.
Yeah.
So there's your parent, your inner parent, taking care of you and helping you go out in the world in a playful, positive way, but keeping you safe from harm.
Yeah. It feels so empowering to have you say that, you know, to hear that approach. It feels empowering because it does allow you to position yourself as what I like to call a high-value woman.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think it takes some confidence for a woman to do this, but it is a step toward you placing an incredibly high value upon yourself. And if you're placing that high value upon yourself, you're much more likely to be treated that way by others, in this case specifically the men that you date. So this brings up another thing which I'd like to swing back around to, which is for many women who may be listening to this, they may be asking the question, well, so where do I even meet these men to date? You know, as a successful woman who may have success in her career or other areas of her life but feel stuck in terms of her love life, where can you really meet great men? And the question, the secondary question might be, can you really meet them? Because I know there are women who are listening to the webcast who maybe haven't even dated in a very long time.
Well, the answer to the second question is absolutely, you know, in our love mentoring program, we have had women meet astonishingly great guys. I mean, really, executives, doctors, lawyers, investment guys, artists, you know, spiritual guys. It's actually quite amazing. Now, the thing is, you have to know how to do that. You have to know, you know, just on the most basic level, I like people to be on two online dating sites. I do like Match. I have no affiliation to Match. There are other, you know, major sites that you can be on, and then or eHarmony is good. And then a boutique site, you know, that speaks to specific interests, or your religion, Christian Mingle, you know, that kind of thing, JDate. And there are specific ways to use these sites in such a way that you actually can find these guys. And I don't know that we have time to get into all that here, but there are ways to use the search engines where you optimize your profile in such a way that the search engines show your profile more often, so that, say, 1,000 men see you instead of 200. So there's
right.
a lot more to, you know, more to choose from. There are ways to write your there are ways to write your profile, ways to communicate, and so in that way you sort through a vast pile of possibilities to find the really good ones. Also, you want to go to mentastic, what I call mentastic activities, and these are activities that have lots of men in them that you enjoy. Let's say, you know, workshop about the science of the future, or investing, high-level investing, or classes on, you know, running triathlons, or, you know, that kind of thing. Anything to do with sports, sports clubs that you can join. You know, so mentastic activities where there's going to be a lot of men there, you know, and these are not singles activities, because in singles activities it can get to be a dreadful vibe because you're competing and blah, blah, blah. And are you getting chosen? But no, we want to be in, you know, in fun activities that you're going to be enjoying yourself at because you have an intrinsic interest in them. You really think it's fun. And, so you're at your best, and you're meeting people that way.
I love that word, mentastic. It's raining men, hallelujah, right?
Yeah.
And I love that you're combining that with things that a woman might already be passionate about or interested in or intrigued by that she can expand her life with anyway, because I think it's so easy to get caught up in our routines and our patterns and never really explore what is possible for us. I know I've done some searches online for some of my clients to help them to explore what offline possibilities might be available to them, and it's amazing. They may have lived in a city for years and not even be aware of everything that is available to them, where they would have an opportunity to potentially meet very interesting people and really increase their knowledge about something that they're already interested in anyway. So I love that idea.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, for example, there's one woman in our mentoring program who was in her 60s, and she met the great love of her life in a dancing class. It was actually line dancing. It wasn't even dancing where you dance, you know, face to face.
Yeah, like ballroom or something.
Yeah, yeah. And she had, and by the way, she was in her 60s and had had breast cancer and had a mastectomy and did not have reconstructive surgery. So she only had a big scar on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't stop her from moving in with the guy. She didn't want to get married. That wasn't her goal. But she moved in with the guy, and they have an amazing life where they travel all over the world.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. And mm-hmm. I also loved that she was in her 60s, right? Because I know so many women have this idea that it's too late, that I've missed my chance for love. And so I love those cases and those stories of love a little later in life, because I think love is possible at any stage in life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the reality is that men are coming on the market all the time, even in this age group, 60s or even 70s, 50s, because by virtue of divorce, you know, that kind of thing, or even, you know, the wife passes away or that kind of thing. People, you know, it keeps changing. The men keep coming on the market. So you can kind of look around and you will, and in a myopic way, say, oh, my God, I don't see any. But they're coming on the market all the time. And if you actually pay attention, you will see that.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. So, Diana, what about a woman who has been through heartbreak? I know that you have some make it or break it steps that women can take to pick themselves up so that they can move forward in this area of life.
Absolutely. Number one, I would say, is use prayer and meditation. That's very, very important. The spiritual salve that you can give yourself is some of the most profound healing. You know, and this includes really finding solace, let's say, in nature, you know, which I include when I talk about prayer and meditation, meditative states, just being in the, you know, at the ocean or under a great tree or in the mountains, and allowing some of the pain to come through you. This is some of the most awful pain we ever feel. But allowing it to kind of come through like a storm and pass through, and then going back to being present with, let's say, the ocean or the, you know, where you are in the garden, or repeating a sacred sound or a sacred prayer. Very important, very healing. And people mm-hmm. overlook that. Sometimes they get angry with, if they believe in God, they get angry with God and blame God. Or their spiritual, whatever their spiritual higher power is. But, you know, the truth is that you're, that whatever your higher power is, it always has your back.
Yeah.
It really does always, it always has your back. And even though you're angry and resentful at it, it'll always come through for you, too, if you go to it, if you practice it, if you reach for it. And this is the time you need it. So, you know, go for it. Number two is spending time with loving friends, crying out your story to them, letting them hug you, hold you, love on you, and heal you. And there's a lot of research that shows that that's very profound in healing.
Yeah.
Don't isolate, because when you're hurt, you want to isolate. You want to be alone. You want to be on the couch. You want to be crying. You want to be, you know, eating junk food. But, do not
curled up
isolate.
With Ben and Jerry, right?
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, isolation will mean real horrible expansion of pain. That's if you isolate, you're guaranteed to have more pain.
Mm.
I can't even say it any stronger than that. You do not want to isolate. You have to be with loving people, even if they're even not that greatly loving.
It's better to be with the moderately loving people than be alone.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, very important. And try to keep active, which is also a thing that's hard to do. But make a date every night of the week. You're going to go out with this one. You're going to have dinner with your sister. You're going to go to see this movie, even if you go by yourself. Have a plan.
Yeah, I think those are just so valuable, those tips that you've given. And it's not always our natural tendency to go in that direction. We do have a tendency to isolate and maybe shake our fist at heaven and wonder why we've been cursed in this way.
Exactly.
So I love that you brought that out. Mm-hmm. So many of the women who are listening to this call have not only been through heartbreak, but their self-esteem and their self-love may not be at what we might say an all-time high. So I'm wondering what additional tips you might have to share that might be helpful to them along those lines.
Well, you know, we have a whole module on that, which is developing what I call the diamond self-identity, which is really the ultimate in terms of being kind of pulling yourself out of the past, out of the pain, and into who you really are now, who, by the way, you are much better than you've ever been, all of you, all of us. Mm-hmm. Wiser, you know, you've learned, really learned a lot. And the diamond self work that we do, the Love Mentors do this work, which is my favorite work, which is to help you find the self-confidence, self-loving, self-nurturing presence, an identity that is there in you, even though it may be very buried or feel like it's not there because your wounded inner child is so hurt. So that's really wonderful work. And it has to do also with giving yourself your own name, you know, taking the power to define who you are by giving yourself a little nickname that's loving and playful. Like Saucy Minx, Vivacious Vixen, you know, Amazing Grace. And sometimes that's a little hard to do without, you know, help from a coach or a mentor. But when you do that, it really raises you up in a way that can be actually quite extraordinary, really, really quite extraordinary. And the main thing is to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle. Pretend like you're a friend. You know, you would be so loving. You're so loving to your friends. You know, you don't talk to your friends the way you talk to yourself. You don't say, you know, you look fat, you look old, you know, you made all those mistakes. Yeah. You know what you did in that relationship? You screwed it up. You would never say that. You know, you imagine talking to yourself as if you're your friend. You know, oh, sweetheart, oh, baby, oh, sweetheart, oh, come here. Let me give you a hug. Yes, I love you. Yes.
Yeah, that nurturing kindness that we usually give so freely to others, we don't always extend to ourselves, right?
Yeah, we're mean. We're really mean. The self-talk inside our heads is mean, mean. It's amazingly mean.
Yeah, we would never in a million years say it to someone we cared about.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So in just a moment, I'm going to have you share, Diana, this wonderful gift that you have for our listeners. But before we do that, I want to ask you a question, which is, what are three things that a woman could do today to increase her chances of getting into a great relationship? Just
wonderful.
Kind of a recap.
Yeah, wonderful question. Number one, would be, you know, start looking for a love mentor today. Start looking around for a love mentor. And if you can't find one in your network, I would, you know, there are professional love mentors you can go to and, you know, start that process. Number two, actually practice saying hello to everyone you meet today. Say hello, smile, and say hello to everyone you meet. Because you never know who knows who. And you really want to get in that friendly mode, which is the foundation for successful dating. It's to be a warm, friendly person. That's the foundation for successful dating. So just today, I don't care if it's someone at the grocery, you know, a cab driver, passing by, or anybody. And then number three is write out what is your love intention in, write it in the first person in the present tense. I have an extraordinary relationship filled with love, light, and blessings, whatever it is. Put it in a special place. If you have a sacred place, a special place, and let it work for you.
Okay, so a recap. Look for a love mentor. Start saying hello and smiling at everyone that you meet. And then create, what did you call it? A love intention.
Love intention. Mm-hmm.
A love intention. And we make it first person and in present tense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So I want to give you an opportunity to share just a little bit about this wonderful free gift that you have available to our listeners. And I would like to encourage each of you, if you've resonated with this, to please take this opportunity for yourself, because this could literally transform what is possible for you in terms of your love life and your relationships. And I'm going to have Diana tell a little bit about it, but before I do, I just want to let you know that the link to access this free gift is right underneath Diana's picture on the event page. And when you go through, you can register, and you will also want to put Michelle sent me so that Diana will know exactly where you found her and can make sure that you're very well taken care of. But Diana, tell us just a little bit more about what you're offering to our listeners.
Well, I'm thrilled to be able to offer this, so thrilled. I have a team of incredible love mentor coaches. These are professionals who are handpicked, trained, and supervised by me, and they are the elite. They're so elite. They're fantastic. In fact, one of them actually mentored me when I did my PBS special. I asked her to be a support to me when I did my PBS special on finding love, which was very challenging. And, you know, because I had no training in terms of, you know, conducting a whole hour-long program, no training as a performer, you know, as being a psychologist, and she did a brilliant job of mentoring me to create my vision of a healing, amazing program. And what actually happened was that two people who were just sitting in the studio audience got married.
Oh, I love that.
The exciting thing is I can offer your listeners a free 40-minute consultation with one of these guys by phone or Skype. And they, you know, they can talk about and ask any question, talk about their situation, ask any question they want to ask, and it just will be amazing. And all I need them to do is to, at the bottom of the form, they have to go to loveand90days.com, which is the link below, as you said, loveand90days.com, and then you go click on the coaching tab, and then you'll fill out the form, and on the bottom, you have to put in Michelle sent me, definitely put in Michelle sent me, because sometimes we get inundated with requests for sessions and we have to turn people away. But if you write Michelle sent me there, you will get your session and be well taken care of.
Thank you, Diana. And we also have a link directly to Diana's site, to that page underneath her picture on the event page as well. And if you put Michelle sent me, I can guarantee you she will take excellent, excellent care of you. And I encourage you to experiment with this, especially if you've not done anything like this before, because I always say it's kind of like we look at ourselves in the mirror and we think we see ourselves clearly. But sometimes with the help of a mentor, it's almost like we get the 360 view, like we're in the dressing room at the department store. And some of those things can help us to make breakthroughs that we would never have on our own. So it's an incredibly powerful and wonderful opportunity and incredibly generous of Diana and her team. So we encourage you to take this opportunity for yourself. And I'm going to give Diana a chance to give us a few last words of wisdom. But before I do that, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements. And that is that during the event, each of the expert conversations, interviews will be available to listen to live, and then the replays are available for 48 hours. However, the free gifts from each of the speakers will be available throughout the event. And we also do invite you to take a quick look at the VIP or VIP Platinum packages, and you can get all of those details as well as special event pricing at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP. So I want to, before we sign off for today, give Diana just a chance to give any last parting words of wisdom or last piece of advice to us.
Well, I would say, Michelle, that the most important thing to buoy your spirit is to know that love is just around the corner. I've seen it happen so many times that women in their darkest hour or where they feel lost, you know, if they keep on trucking and get their courage together and really, you know, pull in the resources that are available to them, all the different resources, they find something extraordinary that surprises them, that absolutely surprises them. So my advice is don't quit before your miracle. Don't quit before your miracle happens. Mm. And it will be a miracle.
Oh, I love that. It kind of gave me the chills. And that was my own experience. I can say that I wondered where, when, if I would ever meet the man of my dreams. And my now 9-year marriage has been one of the greatest gifts and blessings of my life. And so, yes, I absolutely believe in what Diana just said, and we do encourage you to move forward with faith and to hold on to that belief that this is possible for you. So I just want to thank you, Diana, so much for being here with us today and for generously sharing from your heart and from your wisdom. And we both want to thank each of you for joining us, and hope that you will join us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. And Diana and I are both sending you lots of love, blessings.
Absolutely. Yes, 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 indeed.
Yes.
And thank you, Michelle, for a great interview.
Yes, and we're wishing you lots of happiness as you invite, inspire, and ignite the relationship of your dreams with your right guy. So bye-bye for now.